For this Friday, March 6th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. Real Posey boys basketball continues play in the Class 2A Sectional 48 tonight at Forest Park High School. The Vikings take on Modern Day at 7 o'clock in the semifinals. Real Posey won their first postseason game on Wednesday versus Perry Central 50-44. They are 8-15 overall. Modern Day is 15-8 on the year. When the two teams played back on December 19th, Modern Day won on their home floor 62-48. You can hear the game on 98.9 WPIW and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. Posey County Emergency Management says they are working to strengthen their emergency response efforts and ensure that they can offer shelter options during extreme conditions. They are seeking partnerships with local churches, faith-based organizations, community centers, and other facilities that may be willing to open their doors as temporary emergency shelters during severe weather events. These events can include heat advisories, storms, power outages, or come next winter with extreme cold. The team with Posey County Emergency Management says their team will assist with coordination and guidance to help make the process smooth and manageable. If your facility is interested, please call 812-838-1333 or email poseycounty@ema@poseycountyin.gov. The University of Evansville has announced a groundbreaking apparel partnership with Nike and BSN Sports, marking the most significant deal in Purple Aces athletics history. This expanded multi-year agreement boosts support for UE Athletics, ensuring the Purple Aces are well-positioned for growth in Division I sports. Nike will continue as the exclusive outfitter for all 17 athletics programs and spirit squads, with BSN Sports as the sole supplier of Nike gear. The partnership will enhance resources for student-athletes and coaches while increasing the Purple Aces brand visibility regionally and nationally. It also includes investments in facility branding and visual enhancements on campus. The agreement aligns with UE's Pathway to Excellence strategic plan and provides new opportunities for student athletes through BSN Sports My Team Shop platform. Fans will have year-round access to sport-specific Nike gear, supporting Purple Aces athletics in a new way. Evansville men's basketball saw their season come to an end last night in the first round of the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament in St. Louis. The Purple Aces lost to Northern Iowa 68-59. A.J. Casey had 23 points and 10 rebounds in the loss for UE. Evansville ends their season at 7-25. USI women's basketball won their quarterfinal round game of the Ohio Valley Conference Tournament yesterday against SIU Edwardsville 72-44. Shannon Blatcher was one of four Scream Eagles players in double figures with 15 points. USI improves to 21-9 overall and, more importantly, advances to the semifinals of the OVC tournament today at 3:30 versus number 2 seed Lindenwood. If the Scream Eagles win, they advance the championship game tomorrow at 3 o'clock. This is the first season that USI can qualify for the NCAA tournament if they win the OVC tournament. Finishing up in the NBA tonight, the Indiana Pacers continue their West Coast road trip in Los Angeles versus the Lakers at 9:30. The Pacers have lost 7 straight games and are 15-47 on the season. That's news and sports for this Friday, March 6th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Your weather forecast is next.